The National Insurance Scheme is a compulsory, contributory-funded social security scheme covering employed persons in Jamaica. It offers some financial protection to the worker and his or her family against loss of income arising from injury on the job, sickness, retirement, and/or death of the breadwinner. All persons aged 18 to 70 years who are gainfully occupied in insurable employment are required to be registered with the NIS. The insurable population includes employed persons, self-employed persons, and voluntary contributors. There are multiple benefits under the NIS, but in order to qualify for any of these, the relevant conditions must be satisfied. The benefits are paid in the form of a pension or a grant, and are payable on a long-term or short-term basis. Some of the main benefits include the maternity allowance, orphan benefit, special child's benefit, employment injury, and invalidity. Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus, says the scheme tries to make considerations for as many people as possible, or as she puts it, from the womb to the tomb. The maternity allowance is one of them.
This benefit is for a domestic worker. So nobody else, just to be clear, the maternity leave law doesn't make provision for domestic workers to be paid while on leave, on maternity leave. And so this is where NIS kicks in. The only requirement though is that the woman would have been contributing to the NIS prior to becoming pregnant.
Women who wish to access this benefit are required to submit a medical certificate from a doctor for verification of the pregnancy. Next is the special child's benefit, which may be claimed by any adult caring for a child under 18 years, whose mother is dead and whose father is dead or cannot be identified. The benefit may also be payable if the whereabouts of the father is unknown.
In order for that benefit to be awarded, when we look at the contributions of the mother, we compute it as if the mother at the point of death would be qualified for a retirement pension. So again, there are contribution requirements, and it's paid only for children younger than 18 and up to the age of 18.
The special child's benefit should not be confused with the orphan benefit. The orphan benefit is payable to the guardian of a child or children under the age of 18 whose parents are married or in an established common law relationship and have died. The contribution of either parent is used to determine qualification for this benefit. Another benefit under the NIS is the employment injury benefit, which has different variations.
As the name suggests, somebody gets injured on the job arising out of the job itself, or they may have developed a disease that can be attributed to the job. So we have the cash award for persons who were granted the medical treatment 1 to 3 days. So this is where now we cover your medical expense subject to the rate approved by the Minister of Health. If you are granted sick leave from 4 days up to 52 weeks, then we will pay a cash award for that period of time.
There is also the employment injury disablement pension, which can be paid for life. In order to qualify for that pension, an individual is required to have been paid the cash award for the 52 weeks, and the medical doctor diagnoses the person with at least a disability of 10%.
And then the final one for AIB is employment injury death. So when someone dies as a result of the job, be it that they got injured, a fatal injury while at work, or arising from a disease that can be attributable to the job, then we pay the death benefit.
Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus. The invalidity benefit applies when a person gets sick and their condition renders them permanently incapable of working. The NIS requires a medical certificate to verify the condition and checks for inability to work for at least 26 weeks. For more information on benefits and to access forms, you can visit mlss.gov.jm.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.